Good morning. A dry and cool start to the day across interior New York and New England, with most everyone in the 40s and lower 50s. Clouds have been streaming in for the last few hours from western New York, part of a storm system which is evolving along the Ohio Valley and heading in our direction. This low pressure wave will continue to track down the Ohio Valley and shear off to our south, cross the mid-Atlantic region later today and tonight. On this track, clouds will continue to increase and thicken today, and there's a good chance of rain breaking out, primarily from I-90 south, during the course of the afternoon. The rain will become steady, perhaps even heavy at times, in the Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, and southern New England by the end of the day. Along the I-90 corridor, more of a showery start during the afternoon, but eventually a steady rain by sunset. In the upper Hudson Valley, the North Country, the Champlain Valley, and central and northern Vermont, mostly dry through the day, although thickening clouds with a chance of showers, especially closer to the Lake George area, with a completely dry day farther north toward the Canadian border. With the clouds and showers, daytime highs will fall well short of seasonal averages, and most places will stay in the 50s during the day. More rain and some fog tonight as that low tracks off the eastern seaboard. Eventually, the steady rain will wind down to scattered showers as lows drop back into the lower 40s. We'll open up Saturday with the chance of a few leftover showers, but we will be mainly dry during the day, especially in the northern half of the area. With an upper level disturbance overhead and a weak low south of Long Island, we do run the risk at a few scattered showers, especially in the mid and lower Hudson Valley in southern New England. And temperatures again will be on the cool side in the upper 50s to around 60. Same setup on Sunday, with mostly cloudy skies and the risk of a shower closer to the coast in the lower 60s for daytime highs. On Monday, for Memorial Day, it looks like we'll be mostly dry, but the risk of some showers still exists, primarily across New England, and highs will be in the upper 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, severe weather from earlier in the week will be pushed to the south and east by an area of high pressure descending from Canada. The system and its trailing cold front will reach the Gulf and East Coast this afternoon. Thunderstorms developing over the mid-Atlantic and southwestern plains could become severe, producing damaging winds and large hail. That same high-pressure system will transport Arctic air to the Midwest and Ohio Valley for the weekend. On Friday and Saturday, highs across these areas will likely drop as much as 15 to 20 degrees below normal and stay in the 50s and 60s. At Mount Washington this morning, 80 miles visibility with cloudy skies and 23 degrees with a northwest wind at 40 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 21 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 44 degrees, the dew point 30, 58% relative humidity, a north wind at 14 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.14 inches and rising. For those traveling across the northeast today, New York City increasing clouds with rain moving in the mid-60s, Boston increasing clouds with the chance of rain by the end of the day in the lower 60s, and in Buffalo, cloudy and windy with rain and highs only near 50. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 70 degrees, the low 50, the average temperature 60, that's 3 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 1.65 inches for the month, which is 1.27 inches below normal, and 10.99 inches for the year, which is 3.01 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 75 degrees, the average low 52. The record high 93 set in 2016 and the record low 33 in 1944. Sunrise this morning was at 5:22 a.m. Sunset this evening 8:24 p.m. 15 hours and 2 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy today with showers possible closer to Glens Falls, dry to the north with highs in the mid-50s. Cloudy with rain tonight, especially toward Glens Falls, lows near 40. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, thickening clouds today with rain moving in and highs in the mid-60s. Cloudy with rain tonight, lows in the mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with rain today and highs in the lower 50s. More rain tonight with lows near 40. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, thickening clouds today with rain moving in and highs in the lower 60s. Cloudy with rain tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Thickening clouds today with rain moving in late and highs in the upper 50s. Cloudy with rain tonight, lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, clouds and showers early in the day, then a chance of showers in the southern part of New York and New England, more sunshine to the north in the upper 50s to around 60. Mostly cloudy in the mid-60s on Sunday, the risk of a shower closer to the coast. A mix of sun and clouds with a chance of showers primarily in New England on Monday in the upper 60s. Mostly sunny on Tuesday, back to the mid-70s, and a chance of showers on Wednesday with highs in the middle and upper 70s. Stay safe and have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.